River of Destiny by Barbara Erskine, read by Gina Peach. Rich swords lay, eaten with rust, as they lain buried in the bosom of the earth for 1,000 years. The princes who placed their treasure there had pronounced a solemn curse on it, which was to last until doomsday, that whoever rifled the place should be guilty of sin, shut up in the dwelling places of devils, bound in the bonds of hell, and tormented with evil. Beowulf. Prologue. The woman was watching, flattened against the wall of her house, her eye to the knothole. She hardly dared breathe as she watched the scene unfolding inside. With the kiss of steam wreathing around the blade, her husband raised his hammer and struck sparks from the iron. The forge was hot from the blazing charcoal, and sweat dripped into his eyes. Even she, his wife, could sense his power, sense the magic he was creating as he conjured the alchemy of metal and fire.
Is it ready?
The thane's reeve, Hrothgar, stood in the doorway, his huge bulk blocking out the light.
Not until the gods say so,
Eric said curtly.
The gods,
Hrothgar echoed wryly.
Maybe the gods see no need to hurry, but everyone in this village sees clearly why Lord Egbert is so anxious for it. Tell him he'll have to wait.
Eric didn't bother to look up. He could picture the shocked anger on the other man's face. He bent back to his task, his tongue between his teeth, a soundless whistle drowned by the hiss of the fire. At his feet, the flames reflected in the deep, iron-bound yew-wood bucket of water. Like most of the tools in the forge, he had made it himself.
You're blocking my light,
he yelled suddenly.
Get out of here!